Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices for Change 2.0, the only podcast that focuses on mental health while mixing in movies, music, books, sports, and pop culture. Here are your hosts, Rebecca and Joe Lombardo.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Voices for Change 2.0. We are so glad to have you with us today.
Hey, good morning. We hope your weekend is off to a good start, and thank you for being here.
Today's show is going to be very interesting and informative, especially if you or someone you know or love has ever dealt with self-injury, otherwise known as self-harm.
We face this in our lives, as Rebecca often relied on self-harm as a coping skill well into her 30s. I'll be honest, as someone on the other side, I found it hard to understand and even harder to know how to respond if she did injure herself. I had to learn the hard way that the last thing you want to do is get angry. When a person injures themselves, after all of the initial feelings wear off, often a feeling of guilt overwhelms them. If the person they love gets angry at them, it often makes them want to hurt themselves even more.
It's definitely a scary thing for both sides. And I remember trying to explain it to my parents, and they were just baffled. If you're listening right now and you don't understand this behavior, let me shed a little light on it. One of the biggest reasons that people self-injure is because they're in a great deal of emotional pain that may or may not be recognized by those that they love or that they need the validation from. When you see an injury on someone, you're more often likely to say, "Oh, hey, are you okay?" We're unsure how to express ourselves, so we make it visible. There are many, many more facets to this condition, but in the interest of time, let me just say that this is a way of expressing pain when nobody is listening.
One of the main things I've learned to say to my wife when she's struggling is, "Honey, I know you're in pain." It gives her the validation she needs and helps her with her urges that she still experiences to this day.
It is true. I do still experience urges at age 43, and Joe is the first person that I tell. Without his support, I might still be doing it today. So that being said, let me welcome in our guest, Abe Carabel, one of the creators of the Cofix Sleeve, a new invention designed to be a coping mechanism for those of us who have used self-injury in the past. Welcome to the show, Abe.
Morning, Joe and Rebecca. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thanks for being here. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so if you don't have any questions for us, we are just going to jump right into the interview.
Sure.
Okay. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? You know, where you grew up, where you currently reside, what you do?
Social Security number.
the last four. That's off the air. That's off the air, Joe. Okay. My name is Abraham Carabel. You know, I was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, the bright lights. So,
it's one of our favorite places.
I bet. I mean, it's a lot of people's favorite places for, I think, 2 or 3 days, and they're ready to go back home. But I had the pleasure to live there for most of my life, you know, up until my mid-20s, and move over to California about 6.5, 7 years ago with my son and his mom, and have been living here ever since.
Very nice. Well, whereabouts in California? I'm not asking that because I'm a stalker or anything. I had family that lived there, so I was a little familiar, so just curious.
Northern California, more of like the Concord area, Concord, Walnut Creek, Pleasant Hill, in that area.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful area.
The rainy California right now. by the way. So, not the sunny California. We don't call that right. We don't call California sunny anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how did that song that was out 80s, 90s go? It was It never rains in Southern California.
Yeah,
so you're aren't you in the wrong end then?
A little bit. A little bit right now.
You know, real quick before we continue on to the interview, there was something that I left out. If you are listening to our show via Blog Talk, which I hope that you are, underneath the scrolling photos, there is a chat room that you can log on to. Our producer, Scott, will let us know if we've got anyone logged in there and if anyone has any questions. Also, please remember that if you're listening to the show, you keep the volume down if you call in, because we were getting some feedback last week. And one more quick thing. If you want to ask questions on Twitter, you can use the hashtag VFChange. And you can tag our show, if you like, at Voices4RJ. But the hashtag VFChange will work. And I do have Twitter up currently while we're speaking to Abe. So if anybody has any questions at all, just pass them on through. So sorry about that. I forgot to bring up that little bit of business before we proceed.
Yes. Sorry. Hey, what's your background in the mental health field?
So I received my undergrad over at University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and then received my master's thereafter when I was doing my master's program for marriage and family therapy. I didn't know exactly what direction I wanted to do. I just knew that talking to people overall and supporting individuals with kind of different situations and different stressors and just listening, I was good at. So I kind of stuck to that and just kept on going.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have you had experiences in your own life with people that have used self-injury as a coping skill?
You know what? Nothing personally with me. You know, I feel like I'm personal with my current clients that I have, and a few of them do self-injure. I think that's okay. Where this came about. And, you know, what I hear a lot is a lot of people don't understand, like Rebecca was talking about, what self-injury is, you know, what are the emotions behind it, why are they doing it? And I think there's some stigma behind it and some unknowns behind it as well. And I think when people don't understand what's going on, they fear it. And I think that's unfortunate. And I think what we're doing, especially you guys, is trying to bring light to it and, you know, have more people get support and more people to understand what's going on.
You know, you're absolutely right. The stigma behind it is just outrageous. You know, it's like that with any mental health, mental illness type situation. But you know,
it
cutting, as it's known, it seems to be, you know, not only is there stigma against it, but there's also people make it comical.
Yeah, they mock it.
Yeah.
A lot. And,
you know, and it's not what people think. There's sort of a fine line, because while it is sort of a way to possibly get attention drawn to pain that you're experiencing, it's not attention seeking. As in, like, you know, oh, my dad didn't pay attention to me today, I'm going to cut myself, kind of a thing. You know, so there's a sort of a fine line, and I think that's hard for people to understand.
Yeah.
You know, in my situation, I would injure myself, and then I would hide it. So it was a vicious cycle. I just kept having to do it, because then I would hide it and nobody knew. So
yeah, that was the strange thing is, you know, back would be in a lot of pain and under just copious amounts of stress, and she would hurt herself and then feel such shame and remorse from mm-hmm. doing it that she would hide it. And you know, it's a catch-22 because you're doing this action to show people, hey, I'm in pain, I'm hurting, this is a physical manifestation of what I'm going through emotionally, and then you can't actually show it to anyone because of, you know,
the shame.
Yeah, the shame, the stigma.
You fear the backlash.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know you and I, Abe, were talking a few days ago, you know, about there are times when I've gone through, you know, checkout lines at you know, Target or whatever, and I've seen, you know, a girl with scars on her arms that are similar to mine, and you know, I would give anything to be able to pull her aside and tell her, you know, look, these scars, they don't go away. You know, I still have, like I said before, I'm 43. I still have scars from when I was 24. You know, they're not going anywhere. I just recently got a tattoo to cover up, some of them, on my arm. Okay. I put the tattoo in the place where I most often would self-injure, and inside it's a infinity symbol with hearts and then a semicolon.
Oh, nice.
As in, you know, the semicolon project. And mm-hmm. it also has Joe's name on it. So if I ever have, you know, it's on my left hand, left wrist, and I would use I'm a righty. So if I were to ever consider that again, all I have to do is look down and I see Joe's name, and it, you know, brings me back to reality. You know, I wouldn't advocate that everyone run out and get a tattoo, but,
sure.
You know, that's sort of what the Kofix sleeve, you know, does on a less permanent level.
Yeah. Please tell us about the Kofix sleeve, Abe, and, you know, its features and, you know, what purpose you hope it'll serve for those who use it.
Well, it's the coping sleeve, and we, Jeff and I, my great friend, my basketball friend, this individual that, you know, is my business partner in this venture of ours, came up with the coping sleeve and trying to figure out, you know, what it looks like, why is it happening. We had talked previously about, you know, what we were going to do and how it was going to look. I came to Jeff about 4 years ago on the basketball court, and I said, listen, I just had a client come in front of me. They're really having strong urges to cut and self-injure. All I'm doing for them is verbally giving coping skills about drawing on themselves, putting a fake tattoo on their wrist or their leg, holding ice, snapping a rubber band with parental supervision, of course. You know, all these different interventions that we talk about in therapy, and I came to Jeff and I was like, hey, there needs to be something tangible, an all-in-one type of thing. Everything's all-in-one, so we need to do something. And we came up with the coping sleeve. It is a microfiber polyester, really breathable, moisture-wicking. It has three components to it. So the first component is a sensation window, which is an elastic band, a really silk, really, really easy to snap without any abrasions to get just the sensation that you need. On the forearm as well, there's a grounding strip that you can self-soothe. Your self-soothing kind of brings you back to the here and now and kind of grounds yourself. And then the other part is the expression canvas. So the expression canvas is one of our biggest things that we see individuals do, is kind of drawing, writing positive affirmations. They can journal on the sleeve. There's so many different uses for it overall. And those are the three components of the coping sleeve.
That's great. You know, it's multifaceted. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of options on it. You know, you had sent one to Beck, and I was checking the thing out to you, and it's just, it's brilliant. It's just a brilliant design.
Thank you.
And it's comfortable too. You know, it doesn't, I worried that it might be too tight and
sure.
possibly, you know, feel like it was cutting off the circulation. That's not the
mm-hmm.
case at all. It's comfortable. You know, I wore it for, you know, a few minutes and completely forgot I even had it on. I went to go do something
yeah,
and
yeah.
looked down. I was like, oh, what's that?
Right.
You know,
I've done
you know,
the same thing before.
Yeah. had to take it off because I didn't realize I still had it on. So, you know, just to let people know out there, I personally have experience with it. I, on your website, you say pick up the Crayola washable markers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we picked up a set of those and I decorated mine and everything, and it is washable as well, correct?
You can just wash it off and reuse it, just air dry it, and whenever you need it again, you can do a different design or color or whatever you want to do at that point, in need of any kind of sensation or to, you know, get yourself back to where you need to be.
All right. Well, that, you know, it's a great product. And that being said, we're going to take a very short break. We're going to listen to the song Save Me from Jay Knight.
I see you drifting off in your mind.
You're thinking of those things that never let us leave them behind.
You saved me once upon a time.
And now I need you more than ever, cause I'm losing my mind.
Pretend that heartbreak, the kind that you will never shake. A drift in the ocean, caught up in someone else's way.
We've got to find a way back to a different yesterday. One where it's just you and me, all alone. Oh, oh, oh. Save me,
save me.
Let's run away from all this. Let's get as far away as we can go. Save me,
save me.
Let's run away from all this. Let's start a new life away from all we know.
Dreaming of something you wish you had.
A normal, peaceful life without this pain that's driving you mad.
I'm sinking deeper in the sand.
And now I need you more than ever, cause you're all that I have.
You're more than a heartbreak, the kind that you will never shake. Adrift in the ocean, caught up in someone else's way.
We've got to find a way back to a different yesterday. One where it's just you and me, all alone. Oh, oh, oh. Save me,
save me.
Let's run away from all this. Let's get as far away as we can go.
Save me,
save me.
Let's run away from all this.
welcome back to Voices for Change 2.0 with Rebecca and Joe Lombardo. We hope you guys are having a great day. We are speaking with Abe Carabel, the creator and CEO of the Kofix Sleeve, which is a fantastic new invention to assist those of us with urges for self-injury, self-harm. Abe, are you still with us?
I am here.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how the whole idea started, where it came from, and, you know, just give us a little bit more background?
Sure. I can do that. After kind of speaking with Jeff, we kind of sat down and kind of huddled up and trying to figure out, you know, how we could make this happen and how we could get it out there. You know, looking at different, you know, materials and products overall, we wanted something, like you said before, when you were using it, something that you couldn't notice, and it wasn't going to cut off your circulation. It wasn't going to irritate any, you know, past scars or irritate anything on your skin overall. So we went with a micro polyester blend, and that kind of works. So we're both into kind of basketball, and we kind of try to emulate what they were wearing when they were sweating or kind of hot and like running around, to make it as easy and seamlessly as possible to wear without, you know, feeling like I need to get this off right now, because that's not the right. whole purpose of, you know, wearing the sleeve. It's to kind of manage your urges and to kind of keep you in the here and now. We want to keep you grounded. We want to keep you safe. One of my current individuals who's wearing it right now came home and said to their mom, I mean, I didn't even use any of the features on there, but just having it on supported me. And that's where I, you know, I smile and I'm like, that's what we're doing this for.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's incredible. You know, that it's just, it's meeting its exact purpose. You know, I mean, how often do you see a product that does that? And it's just, it's awesome. It's great.
Definitely.
I heard there's an interesting story behind the name. Would you care to elaborate on it a little bit?
So, yeah, I can do that. Jeff is really into Latin. And Latin is an amazing kind of culture overall, and the language is so great. I mean, there's so many different – people love Latin. I mean, people speak Latin, yeah. And they kind of focus on it, they study on it. And Jeff and I were talking about cope. We wanted to use cope at the beginning, and we looked at the next kind of little syllable, and we're like, okay, cope here, cope now – so hick is actually supposed to be kind of here and now. So we kind of culminated the Latin word cope now. We want you to cope now. We don't want you to wait. That's the last thing we want you to do. I mean, if you feel like you're at a 5 out of 10 on self-urges or you're at a 6 out of 10, we want you to do it now. So if
right.
you can remember cope now, that's awesome. But that's how the story came about. I'll give Jeff all the credit for that. So it's our business, Kofix, is based off of that.
And I was really glad that you had told me that story when we spoke earlier in the week, because Joe and I had been pronouncing it incorrectly the whole time. And I kept thinking to myself, gosh, you know, I bet you I'm not pronouncing this right. So you telling me that story helps me out quite a bit, because now I think of it as the coping sleeve, so that now
nice.
I can remember exactly, you know, how I'm supposed to say it.
Right.
We get that a lot.
Yeah.
However, it's all right.
No, but it's a really interesting story, you know. You know, a lot of people say that Latin is a dead language or whatever
mm-hmm.
they say about it, but I think it still has a place, and obviously with your story that, you know, it certainly does.
Yeah,
so.
It reinforces it for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. So,
mm-hmm.
by now, most people know that I've struggled with self-injury for decades, really. I'm currently 3 years and 7 months clean. But it's
That's
nice
awesome.
To know that
thank you.
You.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that we are progressing forward and that there are more people out there that understand and are actively creating products to help those in need. Self-injury can be a crippling disease, and I now have a Copic sleeve, as I mentioned, and it's comforting to know it's there. So for me personally,
sure.
I just want to thank you for taking the time to create this product.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, anytime we can support, that's the whole goal behind this, is to just, you know, have you or any other individual talking young or old. And I'm not calling you old, by the way, just to let you know.
good thing you clarified that. She would be crushed.
Right. I just want to clarify it beforehand. No matter what age, you just, to support anyone, is kind of our goal and our mission overall. So, thank you. So
yeah,
we can do this without you.
I want to say, you know, also thank you, because seeing what she's gone through in the past with it, and, you know, as someone that is on the outside and cares about a person doing this, you feel helpless, you know, because you don't know what to do. You don't know how to make it better. You don't know how to take away this pain. And so just the fact that you guys cared enough to what people are going through with this to create this thing, it's appreciated beyond words. You know, I know Rebecca and I are going to do everything possible to help get the word out on this amazing product.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's I said it before, I'll say it again, it's brilliant. Hey, Abe, have you or someone close to you ever struggled with mental health issues that needed to be treated?
You know, later in my life, on a personal level, my father dealt with being bipolar. You know, one of those stories I could tell is kind of going over to the Southern Nevada, kind of a what they call a mental hospital overall, and saying, hey, what happened? You know, well, I didn't know any of this was going on. So kind of met him there. He told me what was going on, and kind of supported him ever since that day up until he passed about 6 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
We both very much understand that, with me having lost my mom and Joe having lost his dad during the course of our marriage, we both understand what that feels like.
Go ahead.
No, just understanding mental health is kind of a struggle for some people. They don't know, you know, why they're acting a certain way or what they're doing, and it becomes the norm for them, which is kind of the abnorm for everyone else. And I think everyone struggles with something on a daily basis, no matter what it is. And just being more vigilant and being aware and knowledgeable of what people are going through, compassion is the best thing to kind of have, especially hopefully in 2017, that compassion's kind of the big thing that we kind of get to. So
I agree. It's such a needed and necessary thing these days, and you see it less and less, and I'm hoping that kind of turns around and people just learn to be nicer to each other, you know.
Especially with, you know, something like self-injury, it's like I've often said, you know, you don't have to advocate the behavior, but you need to advocate for the person who is dealing with all that pain that feels like they need to do something like that. And there's a lot of people that, you know, fear mental illness as a whole, and, you know, don't understand what they fear. So it's so difficult, because, you know, I've often spoken about you know, the people that have left my life due to my experiences or have acted like they didn't know anything about it to begin with. And I kind of find that hard to believe with, you know, having dealt with this since age of 19. But I think that was just their sort of, you know, way of coping with it in their own way, just by denial. You know, of it actually occurring.
Lack of understanding.
Right. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about your social media and your website, so people know where they can go to learn about the product and hopefully eventually order one.
Sure. My Twitter is Kofik_Slee, as well as the Instagram is Kofik_sleeve. That's Kofik_sleeve. And Facebook is Kofik Sleeve. So if you want to go on the website, it's www.kofiksleeve.com. You can also put www.copingsleeve.com. So we kind of made it easier for different individuals who might mix it up a little bit. So those are kind of our outlets currently, and looking to expand in the near future.
That's awesome. We are going to cut to a very quick break. We will be back with you shortly, and we'll learn a little bit more about Abe.
Don't miss the Mental Health Memoir of the Year, It's Not Your Journey. It's Not Your Journey is the true story of one woman's 20-year battle with mental illness and her recovery from a suicide attempt in 2013. Rebecca Lombardo candidly reveals her real and raw emotions in dealing with depression, bipolar disorder, the loss of her mother and brother, and more. Pick it up today on Amazon.com or visit www.RebeccaLombardo.com for more information.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes, thank you for hanging in there with us. We have a few more questions for you, Abe.
Sure.
I've spent a little bit of time on your website, and I know that there are some other products on there. And you did when you sent me the Kofik sleeve, you sent some affirmation cards, and I know that you've got an upcoming expression sleeve. And I just wondered if you wanted to talk a little bit more about the other products that are available on your website.
Definitely, thank you. Definitely, thank you, Rebecca. We actually have a affirmation set that has our Kofik markers that you can utilize with affirmation cards. I think positive affirmations, anything that builds self-esteem, it can be used. And if it is used, it can boost that self-esteem that you need in whatever time. So you can carry that card around or cards and kind of make it a whole set for yourself. As well as the new product that you're talking about, we're looking to do pre-orders and a Kickstarter video coming up in the next about 3 to 4 weeks, early February. Jeff and I were reached out by a bunch of people saying, hey, you know what, I'm dealing with a lot. I'm dealing with everyday stress, dealing with anxiety. You know, I don't currently self-injure. I don't self-injure at all. And, you know, the coping sleeve has a sensation window and the grounding strip. Mm-hmm. So we looked at what there was out there right now. And I think the biggest thing right now is kind of the adult coloring book. So we kind of took that concept and we brought it to our sleeve concept. So we actually have the expression sleeve. And the expression sleeve is kind of for anyone. This is children, adolescents, elderly individuals. So it is the same kind of fabric on the coping sleeve. And on one side is the expression canvas. It's kind of a blank canvas, half of it on your arm, on your forearm, which you can kind of draw and do your self-affirmations, wash off. And the other side is actual, like a print. Think about a coloring book print, and you can draw on the lines. You could color any kind of colors you want. So it's a coloring book on your sleeve, on your arm.
Oh,
overall.
That's great. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah,
and
it really
does. And
you
can wash it off and you reuse it, yeah.
Yeah, and Joe and I have actually, especially me, we've gotten into coloring. It started last year, and we've really found it to be so relaxing and so helpful during really anxious times. And I can't say enough about it. And the only tricky thing about the whole coloring thing for me is I'm so picky about so many things, and I'm really, really picky about the type of pencils that I use or what have you. So I went through what 4 different types of pencils to find exactly what
really?
The ones that I the way I wanted them to feel and how I wanted them to work and everything. So
yeah, it's funny because she'd order a set of pencils and color for a half hour with me, and she'd say, "Oh, these are crap. I don't like these. I need to get different ones."
And then I just pawn them off on
Joe. Time to go back to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she gives them to me. I've got 3 sets of pencils now. And it's
hey, you won't run out. That's a good thing.
This is true. This is very true. I don't need a sharpener or anything. Oh, this one's done. Give me the next set.
No.
So for anyone out there that is a colorer or would like to get into it, I highly, highly recommend Prismacolor pencils. They're
nice.
a little bit on the pricey side, but I got them on Amazon. I got a good deal right before Christmas, so that's something that I highly recommend. But swinging back around to your product, I think that sounds absolutely fantastic, and I think it's like I said before, I can't say enough about the calming feeling that sort of you when you're focusing so hard on the picture in front of you and making it just the way you want it to look, everything else sort of seems to just tune out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the outside noise and, you know, just focusing on that one thing really, really helps. And I know there are, you know, anxiety exercises where, you know, they say, okay, think about, you know, something in your room and look at it. Look at the blue book. Say out loud, that's a blue book. Go and touch the blue book. You know, that kind of thing brings you back to reality and the present, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, whatever your brain is so anxious about. So,
and to that end, being, you know, with the Kofix sleeve that you've got, you know, the little fuzzy patch on there, you know, that kind of is a portable means of being able to do that. You know, if you're, you know, say you're out somewhere and you're wearing the sleeve because, quite honestly, it's very comfortable and it's very unassuming, and you know, nobody's going to think about it. It's something you're wearing. But in the middle of being at the mall, say you go to the mall and you have a panic attack, you can focus on that little fuzzy patch on that sleeve,
mm-hmm.
and say, there's mm-hmm. a little fuzzy patch on my sleeve. I'm going to touch the fuzzy patch on my sleeve. And then you touch it and it helps ground you.
And don't you also have something, a product that attaches to that patch on the sleeve as well?
We have our grounding strips. So our grounding strips can attach, and it can give color to the coping sleeve overall. Different textures and tactile, feelings to, you know, kind of your fingers and your body overall. So it could be a hardened, grounding strip, or it can be a really soft and fuzzy grounding strip. So we do have that grounding strip pack on our website as well. So yes, I mean, the whole purpose of our sleeves is to kind of be mindful of what you're doing, kind of ground yourself, cope. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing that I talk about on a daily basis with adolescents or adults is, let's use your coping skills. You know, the biggest thing, once again, that I hear is that I wasn't able to use my coping skills in the moment. In the moment, I didn't have anything. I couldn't just go and get something because I wasn't motivated to. When we're talking about mental illness, we're talking about, you know, struggling at different times to kind of get up and do everyday things that people kind of maybe take for granted for. I mean, we're talking about showering,
right,
et cetera. So when we're, so when you're in a crisis, you don't want to just go and grab your coloring book right away. Right. That's not the first thing that you do. Our goal is, hey, we have products that allow you to kind of do that in the moment. You don't have to go anywhere. It's on you already. You don't have to wear it 24/7. It's up to you if you want to do that. However, you have it on and you're able to utilize a coping skill in the moment. If you don't have a rubber band, you have it on the coping sleeve. If you're not focusing and you're kind of kicking the backseat of a car, the funny story, I actually brought the Expression Sleeve, the newer product, home, and I gave it to my son. And he was watching TV on the bed, and he stopped watching TV, put the sleeve on, and started to draw in between the lines. And that just showed me. I'm like, wow, he took 20 minutes away from the TV, 20 minutes away from the TV, and you know, kind of was mindful in the moment. So, I mean, he eventually took it off and started watching TV again. However,
for those
20 minutes of peace of mind, I was happy.
Yeah, and I would imagine kind of grateful.
Yeah, of course, definitely grateful.
That's great, and that speaks to the versatility of the products, you know. And I wanted to say this whole project just sounds so well thought out. I mean, I know you mentioned earlier you and Jeff had been at this for like 4 years, but the gamut of products that you guys have come up with for this, you know, everything is just between the grounding strips and the affirmation cards, and now you've got the expression sleeve coming out. You guys really have the bases covered, you know, and
not only that, but the products can grow and, you know, progress, and you can add other things to it, you know, as you go along. I mean, it's the possibilities are basically endless for what you're doing. You know, you could, you know, even come up with something that's just for anxiety and not only for, you know, self-harm. So you've opened up sort of a Pandora's box of, you know, ways to improve people's lives that are really, really struggling. And if nobody's ever said this to you, I'm proud of you guys, and
I know that
Joe is too. And it you know, I know we spoke before, and you said it's not, you know, obviously you're a profit business because you have to have the money to continue to make the product. But you even said to me the other day, if I never make a dime, I'm going to be okay with that, just as long as I've helped somebody. And I really, really think that you have, and that you will continue to do so.
Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate that. No, that's Jeff and I's goal, and I couldn't do this without him overall. He's the brains behind a lot of it, and together, I think we've done a lot of good for a lot of individuals, and hopefully we can continue to do that. And, you know, with your guys' support, and hearing stories like yours, Rebecca, we'll continue to kind of, you know, evolve overall as a business and kind of support everyone that we can in different ways.
Absolutely. And I plan on, you know, wholeheartedly getting you involved in the mental health community on Twitter, because, you know, and I'll show you.
It's surmountable.
Yeah. I'll definitely get you involved with some of the folks on there, because, you know, they will stand behind a product like this. So,
thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a very exciting time for you. So
I actually have a question that popped into my head during the course.
Sure, babe, go ahead.
Hey, how difficult was it to get manufacturing up and running on this?
Actually, Jeff being the manufacturer behind it, we knew what company we wanted to go with the fabric, and then coming about asking a specific individual to kind of back our project, and then finding the right individual to kind of create it, because we had different kind of samples of the coping sleeve that didn't look the way it looks now.
Okay.
And it's definitely evolved.
A lot of trial.
There is different. A lot of trial and error. A lot of trial and error. I mean, you're never just going to pop up and it's going to be perfect the first time around. We wish it could be like that, but as we know, everything takes time. And same thing with Twitter. I mean, we were just talking about Twitter. I just got on Twitter last month? I have no idea what I'm doing. So everything takes time.
you've got the right girl on the line to help you with that. I'll tell
I had to teach it. I had to teach it to myself. You know, I've always been sort of a Facebook person, and you know, I think I actually started my Twitter account in 2008, but I didn't actually start using it in earnest until, you know, my book came out in 2015, and I just started to sort of teach myself, you know, how everything works and, you know, how hashtags work and everything. So I'll be glad to help you out with that.
I still really
love learning a new foreign language. I appreciate that, Rebecca.
That being
said, I can't
said,
wait for your book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got your address.
Send me it.
I've got your address jotted down over here on my pad to send it out to you. So we may make it to the post office today to get it sent out to you. So
thank you
for agreeing to read it.
I can't wait.
For that being said, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Of darkness, as dark as it can be, I will hold you tight and we will rise up with the sun. With my hand in yours, companion, we'll fight until we've won. Can't you see it? Trying to open up your eyes, and I won't concede. I will put on my armor, and I will stand up strong. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. I'll always fight for you. So if you stand with me, you know it's worth everything.
Hey, welcome back to Voices for Change 2.0. That was Trevor Page with his song Warrior. We want to thank him for letting us play that for our audience.
Yes.
And we're just going to wrap it up here with our friend Abe, the creator of the Kofix sleeve. Abe, our podcast is a little bit different because while we do talk about the serious issues, we also like to bring in a little bit of fun and, you know, different types of things. And I know you and I had a long talk the other day about movies, especially Marvel and DC comic related films. And do you have any movies that you will put on if you've had, you know, a tough day or you need a pick me up?
Well, I'm a big Vince Vaughn fan. So anything with him, Wedding Crashers, anything comedy with Will Ferrell as well. Alpha's always a good one. The kind of the regular ones for me, Harry Potter. I mean, I have a go-to. I try to watch comedies if I'm in a down mood, though. So Vince Vaughn is amazing.
You've seen Swingers, then?
I have seen Swingers, and it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, for us, that was the last time that we really had, you know, loved a Vince Vaughn performance, and that movie is just absolutely fantastic.
It is. What do you go to? What do you guys go to after kind of a hard day?
Oh, geez.
I have a small selection of films that if Joe comes home and one of them is on, he kind of knows
day.
Where I'm at.
I go to
Titanic. I go to Memoirs of a Geisha. I go to The Joy of Luck Club, The Crow. Can you think of anything else, honey?
Those are the big ones that you usually kind of circle.
And Avengers, obviously, is another one that I have to have at all times. And most recently, I've added Suicide Squad to the lineup. You know, it was fantastic.
Really,
so,
and that's the thing is, I think the people that are bagging on the DC movies really aren't giving them a chance, and you know, letting it breathe a little bit. And I think that's the thing with these movies, is because there's some heady stuff going on in some of them. There's a lot of heady stuff going in Batman versus Superman, and people dismissed it out of hand right away. And that's a great movie. You know, I know a lot of people would argue with me about that, but love Ben Affleck as Batman. And
it's like I was mentioning to you, he's the first Batman that I have liked since the TV show Smallville.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
I'm mixing up
Batman and Superman. But yeah, the Superman that's in Batman versus Superman is the first Superman that I've liked since Smallville. But I've never liked the Batman ever. I've never liked any of them, and Ben Affleck is the first one that I just absolutely adore. So.
Yeah, and for me, I was a big Michael Keaton guy when it came to Batman. Yeah. So for me, Affleck's is the first really good Batman since Keaton. So
they're taking their time with those movies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of them on the way, though, so it's kind of going to be an exciting time for all of us. But
it definitely will.
One last question. Can you name a song or a band that sort of grounds you, makes you feel a little bit more human in life?
You know, I really don't have a song. I like Framing Hanley. It's kind of a little band from North Carolina. So Framing Hanley's a great band that I kind of play. I even play it to some of the adolescents at the program I work at. So they have some really good songs. Look them up.
Absolutely. Shout out to Framing Hanley. You know,
I'm a rap guy too, so I go to different genres. You can put Taylor Swift on, I'm good to go too. So,
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Did you say you're a rap guy and then you said Taylor Swift?
you know what? I come back, you know, it's back and forth. I come back and forth. I'm very eclectic with music.
Well, I'm a huge Dr. Dre fan, so I'm with you there.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't go wrong with Dre.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. So we are, in fact, going to have to wrap it up with you, Abe. We've had a great time talking to you today. We want to thank you very much for just being here with us and telling us about your product. We hope that it gets you some additional interest having come on to chat a little bit about it.
Thank you.
If there's anything else that we can help you with, please don't hesitate to ask.
Yes.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the opportunity to take the time and to shed light on my product. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. We want to get awareness out on it, and we hope that you have continued success with it, and good luck with it.
And don't forget, folks, it's www.kopic.com is where you can find out more information. And thanks again, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Have a great week.
Have a great weekend.
Join us next week as Rebecca and Joe continue to battle the stigma of mental illness. Follow us on Twitter at Voices for Change RJ and on Facebook at Voices for Change 2.0.
Again, we'll be...